Jesus, yes, Lord.
Praise God, praise God. This is Cornerstone Deliverance Church under the leadership of
I release the line to Minister Mother Harris.
Praise God, praise God. This is Cornerstone Deliverance Church under the leadership of our very own Apostle Asia Francis, glory to God, and the overseer, glory to God. A church where the fivefold ministry is alive and operating in spirit and in truth. We are located at 323 Post Avenue, Westbury, New York, 11590. Our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Glory to God. Cornerstone Deliverance Church is a church where everyone is somebody and nobody is a stranger. And right now we want to welcome all of our first-time visitors or our returning visitors today.
Thank you, Lord.
That you joined us. And glory to God, we pray that you hear the word and hide it in your heart, that you might live by it even today and the rest of the week. In Jesus' name, glory to the name
of Jesus
by your blood, Lord God.
I'll be coming from Isaiah
51, starting from verse 9. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not it that has cut Rahab and the wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which has dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, that has made the depth of the sea away from the ransom to pass over? Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Glory to God. I just read from Isaiah 51, 9 through 11. Glory to God. I pray that you go back and read the word, glory to God, and that God will make it a living water, glory to God,
Thank you, Jesus. Will
spring up to everlasting life.
Yes.
And right now I'll turn the service over on our very own minister, Bertha Wright Morgan, that will lead us in prayer and worship service.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord,
beloved. Apostle Eartha, before you go forth, amen, praise God. Beloved, we do believe in order, and I'm going to ask that
Amen. Everyone
that is a part of the service, that we address each other according to the gift and the title that God has given us. Amen.
Amen.
And so Apostle Eartha Wright Morgan, she is an apostle. Amen. The gifting of apostleship is on her. And I know that sometimes we do misspeak, but let us move in order. Amen. Praise God. So Apostle Eartha Morgan, I do release the line back to you.
Thank you. Good morning again to everybody. Hallelujah. For this is that the Lord has made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. We do thank the Lord, hallelujah, for Apostle Asia Francis and Deacon Francis and all of the Mother's Board and all of the members of the clergy and the body of Christ for being on the line with us this morning. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God. I rose early this morning. It's a wonder y'all didn't get a call from me at 5 o'clock. But God,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I did contain myself. I held out to right now. So God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We will open the floor for praise and worship services as unto the Lord. I heard Apostle Francis say, we come to Praise the Lord. She feel like stomping her feet. Now, glory to God. I feel like stomping my feet, waving my hand. Hallelujah. Hands higher. Rosa.
Hallelujah.
He is good. Ah, my Rosa. And he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. So if you have a testimony, glory to God, or a song, or even a scripture that you would like to share, we will open the floor for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Now, if y'all don't move quick, I'm coming. It's a blessing.
I just come to give God the glory.
Amen.
The glory. Oh, the glory. Oh, I just come to give God the glory. He has been so good to me.
All right.
Oh, I just come to say thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus. I just come to say thank you, Jesus. He has been so good to me.
Hallelujah.
So good, so good, so good. He has been so good, so good, so good. He has been so good to me. Beloved, I just want to keep the right focus this morning. Amen. I got the mindset. Amen. I come just to say thank you, Jesus. I come just to tell him thank you one more time. I come just to be one in that number amongst the saints, that I may be obedient unto him when he said, forsake not the assembly together. Amen. Praise God. I come because I want to hear the words, good and faithful servant. Well done. Come on in. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. I'm thanking God, for we are near to the end of the year, praise God. Another year going down and a new year coming in, praise God. I got joy in my soul for all that God is doing. And so this morning, I'm just grateful for the joy. I'm grateful for the focus. I'm grateful for the saints. I'm grateful for you, you, and you. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Because you're not in my service, but you're in the service of the Lord. Beloved, we need the right focus, praise God. Hallelujah. I didn't show up for Apostle Eartha this morning. I didn't show up for Mother Roberts this morning. I didn't show up for Minister Mother Harris this morning. But I showed up because of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank him for the steps, amen, of the righteous is ordered by the Lord. I showed up, hallelujah, because he gave me the unction to function. I showed up because the world didn't tire me out. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. That I'm like cast to and fro with every wind and doctrine and tied out. Hallelujah. I came to say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I left the best for him. Hallelujah. I'm giving him my best praise this morning. I'm giving him my best dance.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm giving him the fullness of my strength this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Those of you that know the worth and the power of prayer, please pray my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Apostle. Hallelujah for leading us. Oh, in this worship service this morning, glory to God. We come to give him glory. We come to give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord Glory to God. The words say, this is the day that the Lord has made. And he made it personal because he said, I will. But I want it to be all-inclusive, my Lord, because we are gathered together, hallelujah, in unity and in strength to be on one accord. So we will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because this is the day, hallelujah, woo, that the Lord has made. Glory to God, hallelujah. Will there be another testimony or a song?
I thank and praise God just for being in the midst this morning. I thank and praise God for what he is to me right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank him for keeping my mind on him, glory to God, which comes from my help, because my help coming from the Lord this morning. And I do thank him, and I do praise him for what he's doing, but most of all, I'm praising him for what he's going to do in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
And again, I do honor him, and I give him the praise and the honor that he so rightfully deserves. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
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 Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Giving honor to God this morning who's head of my life, I just want to thank God for my pastor, Apostle Asia Francis. I thank God for Deacon Francis and Apostle family. I thank God for Apostle Eartharite Morgan, Prophetess Maggie, Minister Johnson, Minister Evangelist Mother Harris. I thank God for Prophet DJ William and all the clerical and saints in their respective places. I just want to thank God this morning for my baby because she brought me, she cooked all of that food and brought all that food to me on Thursday. And she didn't have to do it, but God touched her heart to do it. And I just had such a wonderful time in him. And another thing I want to thank him for, I know you're tired of me talking about Sunday school, but in the Sunday school lesson, I learned that if we obey God, he would give us joy. And I'm telling you, since I've been studying the lesson, I've been having so much joy. I'm not sad and depressed and lonely like I used to be. Because one time I thought I was all by myself. But just by me reading his word and being obedient to what he told me to do, I got more joy than I had before. And that's my testimony this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We praise God for these mothers. Yes. Getting on the line. Glory to God for forth in the Lord and giving him praise and glory and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother Harris. Thank you, Mother Roberts. Thank you, hallelujah, for allowing the Lord to use you in his services this morning. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My Lord, it's, my Savior.
It's a blessing to be in God's service one more time. It's a blessing to be in God's service one more time. I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave. Oh, but the Lord, he made death behave. Oh, it's a blessing to be in God's service one more time.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King.
Mm, yes, Lord.
In what you hear, let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Oh,
Jesus.
And not leave my voice, oh, to worship you, oh, my soul.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Let it be a sweet sound. Let it be a sweet sound in your ear. Hallelujah. Glory to
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Will there be another?
Jesus.
Glory to God. Shine on me, let it shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Let it shine on me, let it shine on me. Let the light from your lighthouse shine on me.
Yes.
Let it shine on me.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Shine on me. Let the light from your lighthouse shine on me. Please let it shine.
Hallelujah.
On me. Let it shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want
Jesus.
Light.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
glory to God.
Let the light shine on us.
Yes,
this
Lord
morning.
God. In the name of
Jesus.
God,
you are mighty and awesome, God.
Glory to the name.
And you deserve the glory.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. He's letting his light shine on us this morning. Woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. In our right mind. Glory to God. All the activities of our limbs. Yes, Lord. We gotta praise him.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We
gotta praise him. Hallelujah, glory to God. They used to sing a song back in the day.
Lord, my Lord.
Done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. Yes, he done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. He took all my sins away. Yes, he's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. No, I cannot tell it all. Well, he's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. He has took all my sins. Away. Glory to
God.
With another testimony or scripture or even a
Lord, my Lord,
God, my
Lord.
Now
in the name of
my
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. When Satan thought he had me bound, oh, Jesus lifted me. When Satan thought he had me bound, oh, Jesus lifted me. Yes, when Satan thought he had me bound, Jesus lifted me. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Well, when I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus, he lifted me. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Us up this morning and starting us on our way. Glory to God and allowing us to see a brand new day.
Hallelujah.
Do it, but he did. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
But he did. Hallelujah.
Nobody but Jesus.
Glory to his holy name.
Yes,
I'm
glory,
glad
glory,
that
he glory, glory.
Us this morning.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Will there be another testimony? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I'd like to read from Psalms 149.
Yes, ma'am.
It says, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and two-edged sword in their hand. And I just thank God for that, just for being able to, like she said, wake up and praise the Lord, being able to just exalt his name, whether somebody there or whether they're not, upon your bed, you know, when you wake up, when you're walking in your car, wherever you are. You can just lift the Lord up and give him praise and honor and glory. And I just thank God for just the worship, for the just praising God and lifting him up. He is high and he's highly to be exalted. Yeah. And I just thank God that we can at any time have a opportunity to lift his name up, to sing new songs to him, to just to worship him and to get to know him and be in that relationship with him. So I give God praise this morning just to be able to worship him
Yes.
You know, we take this for granted a lot of times, but this just this Saturday, three people were buried. So we can't take for granted the time that we have to lift him up, no matter
Amen.
What time.
Amen.
To give him praise, to give him honor, to give him glory, because this is what we're going to be doing in eternity. If we can't do it now, how are we going to do it then? So this is our rehearsal to where we're going, to be able to worship him all day long, any time of the day. And I just give God praise for allowing us to be able to worship him, being able to lift him up and to exalt him, because he is highly to be exalted.
Amen.
I give God praise for that.
Thank you, woman.
Amen.
My God is real. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, he is.
He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name.
Your bells keep ringing in my soul. Your bells keep ringing in my soul. Joy bells, joy bells. Your bells ringing in my soul. Your bells keep ringing in my soul. I know that your bells keep ringing in my soul. Joy bells, joy bells, joy bells keep in my soul. My God, hallelujah! Thank you for joy bells.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. My Lord, my Savior.
Hey, ringing in our soul, ringing in our heart, ringing in our mind. Thank you,
Lord.
God, my God, hallelujah! Praise your name. Thank you, Father God.
My Lord, my Savior, nobody but you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus.
Glory to his name.
My Lord, my Savior.
I've been searching for such a long, long time.
Yeah.
Trying to find some peace of mind.
Jesus.
Then one day,
yeah.
Jesus came my way and he touched me.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
And I'm gonna tell it everywhere I go, up on the land and across the shores. How one day Jesus came my way and he touched me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, touch.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
I've been touched, touched. I've been touched, touched. I've been touched, touched. Touch, yeah, yeah. I've been touched. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hey, my Sata. And it means so much to be touched by the hand of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
glory
Jesus.
To his name. I've been touched. Is there anybody besides me
thank
that's
you,
been
Lord
touched
Jesus.
By the hand of
Hallelujah,
the Lord? Yes,
Lord Jesus.
Our Father which art in heaven, our God that's more than enough. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
he's
Jesus.
Touching us with his finger of love. He keeps blowing his ruach breath into our nostrils.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. I've been touched.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning for the fellowship with the saints. Praise God. We thank God for all that is present, everyone that has served. We thank God for the psalmist, our very own Apostle Eartha Wright Morgan. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for her service at Cornerstone Deliverance Church. We thank God for Minister Mother Harris. Amen. That is faithful in doing the introduction. Amen. We thank God for you, and you. Amen. Praise God. Because it takes grace to show up. Amen. Hallelujah. It takes grace to be obedient and to be present. Amen. In the congregation with the saints. It takes grace to do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. It takes a supernatural divine provision, amen, to be able to have the unction to function, amen. I love when the woman of God said that I have been touched by the Lord, amen. Praise God. I have been touched, amen. The Bible says that he sent his word and it healed them. I have been touched. Praise God. Hallelujah. He sent his word and his word saved. Hallelujah. I said, I have been touched. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He sent his word and his word delivered. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. Beloved, you have been touched. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
It's good to be touched by God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's good when our faith can grab hold of his promise.
Yes.
My God. Hallelujah, Jesus, and bring about his mind toward us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we want to encourage you. Hallelujah. As we are embarking upon the 12th month, we are ending. There's a lot of seasons ending and new seasons beginning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is not the first time that we have ended a year and began a new year. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of us, amen, praise God, are in our 70s, and some of us, we may be in our 50s, and some even a little younger in their 20s and their 30s and 40s. Praise God. And even some children, amen, may be present. Praise God. But as long as we continue to live this life, amen, praise God, one thing that we do know, that we will be a part of seasons ending and seasons beginning. Amen, praise God. We knew that this took place, amen, with Moses and Joshua, amen, God that was with Moses, amen, when Moses died, turned and said that I am with you, Joshua, amen, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. Listen, God is not in lack when it comes down to provision or instruments of righteousness for him to use in his hand. He can use whom he chooses, amen, hallelujah. He can use those of us that believe as well as he can use a pagan, amen, praise God. Everything is an instrument in God's hand, whether it is an instrument of righteousness, an instrument of war, an instrument of judgment, it is yet an instrument. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is God, and he is God of all. Amen. And so I would really like for us to move forward, amen, as we're going forth, ending this year, just trusting God. Amen. Trusting him in and through it all. There's nothing that is happening that he did not allow. Amen. And there's nothing that is taking place, amen, that he cannot change. Amen. I heard the Bible say that he made those things that was meant for evil, that he turned it and he made it work for the good. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's God. Hallelujah. He is God. Hallelujah. He is the Lord. Hallelujah. I said he is the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
He is Lucifer. He is the Lord thy God of Lucifer. Believe it or not, praise God. Hallelujah. So when we deal with Lucifer, we tell him, Satan, the Lord thy God, he rebuke you. Amen. We let him know he's our Lord, and he's your Lord too. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. I heard the Bible say that he is Lord of all. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. We thank God for being Lord of all. Hallelujah. We're going to chew on that for a moment. Amen. He is Lord over your enemy, whether they want to submit or not. God is still Lord. Amen. We're going to chew on that for a moment. Amen. We're going to digest that for a moment. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Beloved, turn with me to Joshua chapter 1. Turn with me to Joshua, amen, chapter 1. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Someone say, there is a word for me. Hallelujah. There is a word for me. Hallelujah. We know that the word of God is our provision. Amen. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus. The word of God brings favor. The word of God comes in open doors. Amen. I gave the testimony many times that God gave me a word while I was in court, praise God. And the word that he gave me when I was in court quickened the attorney for the other side. Amen. Praise God. And I watched this man shiver and quicken. I watched God physically and spiritually quicken him. When I spoke the word that God gave me, that one word that changed my situation and my circumstance, that changed my faith, that dropped from eternity into time, was shalom. And when I spoke that word to this attorney that was Jewish, amen, praise God, he shivered. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I said, God, just put him on assignment for me. I understood it. I understood the situation. So when my attorney said, don't talk to him, I said, no, I'm going to talk to him. He said, he's the enemy. I said, no, you the enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because I'm going with who God has set in place. He may even be getting paid by the adversary, by the other side, by the opposition. But God said that he will work on my behalf. A word dropped from eternity into time, and I spoke that word, and that word brought order. Hakabasando. That word brought favor. Karanerebosia. That word brought me more time. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Beloved, I want to tell you that God is ordering people's steps, and he's ordering their steps in your favor. Amen. Praise God. We don't have to be afraid, and we don't have to fear if our faith is in him that is faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So now, beloved, as we begin to read, amen, praise God, there's a few words that I want you to remember, amen, as we begin to dove into the text, amen. These are the holy scriptures. As we begin to dove in, amen, there's things that I want you to remember. Amen. Praise God. As we going forth, these are the nuggets, amen, that I want you to be able to pull forth up out of this lesson. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And those nuggets are these. There are three qualities that we need to develop as we persist in completing our vision and faithfulness, steadfastness, and courage. Those are the three things I want you to see that God spoke these things into Joshua. Joshua was not these things. Amen. Praise God. But the word of God came with the provision. When God set Joshua in place, amen, when he allowed Joshua to step up into his ministry when Moses died, amen, Moses was dead, but God wasn't. Amen. Praise God. God was the breath and the power behind Moses' leadership. Amen. Moses was serving God. Amen. Praise God. And, beloved, we have to remember that the leaders, we're here to serve God. Amen. Praise God. You show up, amen, to assist the vision because you want to be in God's service. Amen. Praise God. If you go away, God will raise up another. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't want to get in my flesh. There was times when I sat in places that I did not want to be. Amen. Praise God. They didn't praise God the way the other place that I came from. Praise God. Hallelujah. The bishop said, bodily exercise profit you little, but God had a purpose for me to be there. Amen. He was a wordsmith. Praise God. That man taught 50 scriptures, amen, in one setting. Praise God, amen. And God said that I sent you here that you may learn to love the word. Praise God, hallelujah. At that time, I wanted to praise, I wanted to shout, I wanted to dance, but the man of God said, bodily exercise profit you little. I started running through the church because I said, he wants to stop my praise, God. Amen. But God humbled me under the leadership of the man of God. God humbled me. He brought me low. Hallelujah. And then as I began to lead, I understood. Hallelujah. Because when God called you to leadership, leaders are watching and praying and preaching and watching for manifestations and all kinds of things. You have to be able to see the whole congregation, my God, from where you stand, praise God. Amen. You can, if you're going to praise God, you got to be able to praise him with your eyes open. You got to be able to pray with your eyes open, preach with your eyes open. My God, you got to not just be open in the physical, but in the spiritual that you can discern and that you can see what the Holy Ghost is revealing throughout the service. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So I wanted to stay in that place where I was, man. I don't want to lose this praise. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to be able to exercise my right. Praise God. But when elevation comes, it don't mean that you don't praise them, but you praise them in a different way. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, the three things that I want you to look at is faithfulness, steadfastness, and courage. Amen. Praise God for the vision that God has given you. We're about to end this year, and we're about to start a year new. Truth be told, amen, we are already stepping and walking in the new. God already spoke. He already spoke for the new season or for the new year to come. Amen. He already spoke abundance and expansion. Every word that we preach has been what God has spoken for this 12-month cycle. Amen. Praise God. And even as we're reading these scriptures, I want you to be able to pull forth the abundance. There's other things in the scriptures, but can you pull forth by faith what God is releasing? He said in this 12-month cycle, there shall be abundance. In this 12-month cycle, there shall be expansion. Amen. The word of God supersedes and begin to reinvent things. He will even reinvent you, praise God. For the Bible says that you are a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. It is only in Christ that we are new. It's in Christ, amen, that we are a new creature. It is in Christ that we are a new creation. And so we have to learn to take up residence, amen, in Christ. Praise God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. May the redeemed of the Lord say so, yes. Beloved. Be prepared to talk back to God today. Amen. I ain't telling you to talk to me because hallelujah is the highest praise. When you say hallelujah, you ain't praising me. Praise God. When you say hallelujah, we understand that to be the highest praise. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so Joshua, amen, chapter 1 reads as this. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, amen, praise God. After the death of Moses, after Moses was no more, after God finished using Moses, amen, praise God. When Moses came to the end of his ministry, praise God, after Moses had done all that God had called for him and anointed him to do. Amen. God turned his head. Amen. And he began to speak to who? He spoke to one, amen, that was of, amen, a younger generation. Amen. We would like to say that the baton was passed from Moses unto Joshua. But who passed the baton? Was it Moses? We see here that God put up leaders. Amen. And he sent them down. Amen. Praise God. It was God that decided that Joshua, the son of Nun, amen, would lead his people into the promised land. And so it says here, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. Now, after the death of Moses, amen, praise God, Moses was dead, but God was yet alive, amen. Beloved, there's some things that may be dying. There may be some things that come into the end of life or the end of cycle, but your God is still alive. Your job may end, but amen, that's just one of the resources, amen, that God may use to provide for you. Amen, praise God. You may have lost your house, praise God, but that's just one of the resources that God had chosen to bless you. Amen. Praise God. The blesser is yet alive. Amen. Praise God. He got what you need. Amen. So it says here, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, amen. Praise God. And even as Jesus was taken up, even as he ascended, the Bible says that he gave gift unto man, and God began to speak to man, praise God, amen, the Holy Spirit began to work, the Holy Spirit began to lead, the Holy Spirit began to, amen, praise God, show forth signs and wonders and miracles, so verse 2 says, now Moses, my servant, is dead, now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Now, this promise was given to Abraham, and this promise was given to Isaac, and this promise was given to Jacob, but neither did Abraham, amen, Isaac, or Jacob, or Israel, amen, did they see the promised land, but it was their generations, my God, but God was faithful, praise God. I want you to see the faithfulness and the character of God. Beloved, believe it or not, faithfulness is part of the fruit of the Spirit, praise God, amen, and these are the attributes with us being made in God's image and in his likeness, that he wants us to be, wants to be able to be developed in us. Amen. We are empowered in faithfulness. Amen. And this thing takes place by way of his Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And so he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, you arise. Praise God. I don't care what died this year. Praise God. I don't care what didn't work, whether it was a vision, whether it was a job. My God, whether it was a child. Amen. Whether it was a mother or father. Amen. Whether it was a husband or wife. Praise God. Amen. God is the giver of life, and he take life away. He's the one that allow and disallow these things. He says, now that my servant Moses is dead. Amen. He has to memorialize Moses, is Joshua. He has to get up and stand up and move on. Why? Because the work of God must go on. God is faithful to keep his promise. He watches over his word that he may perform it, beloved. And he's going to perform it. It was the zeal of the Lord of hosts that brought about these things. He said, Joshua, you get up. And I say that to you, praise God. You may have went through some things and lost some things and even overcome some things. You may have prospered in some things, but God is still giving you the power and the grace to get up. Get up and move. Get up and do something. Praise God. If you're not facing no opposition in this season, beloved, I'm here to tell you that if you ain't on the move, you won't see no opposition. Opposition don't come up against things that are of my provision for you. When you get to that place, the provision will meet you there. And so in order for them to possess the promise, they had to cross over the Jordan, and they wasn't crossing over because of what Abraham said or Isaac or Jacob said. God is a personal God. When all the other ancestors went on, God began to speak to the next generation. These are generational blessings, the things that God has promise you. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I thank God today for generational blessings. I thank you for a generational provision. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God that he has not forgotten us, for we are the children of Abraham by faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we shall see the promise of the Lord. Jesus did go away, but he made a promise. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. But he promised to come back again that we may be where he is. Hallelujah. So I take up joy in that. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to work this season while I'm in the earth. I'm going to work this season while I'm in the world, but not of the world. I'm going to transform my mind like the Bible say. Praise God. Hallelujah, Amen. Jesus. I'm going to move forward and do the things that God had called me to do. Those things that are bigger than life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes we know that we are just ordinary people. Praise God. But God will call ordinary people to do extraordinary things. And when God tells you to do something extraordinary, something that is bigger than life itself, the first thing that takes place is that fear sets in. Hallelujah, Jesus. But nothing like the word of the Lord. Beloved, you have to come to terms with that his word is your provision, that his word is not empty. Praise God. There's nothing in the apostle's hand. The hand looks empty, but the power of God, if you can believe it, I said the power of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. When we were young and in our youth, and the man of God raised his hand, praise God, hallelujah. We know that the power of God, the right hand of God, was the power behind that hand. And if he dropped that hand, hallelujah, some of us fell out before the hand could touch us, because the power of God,
hallelujah,
through the man and woman of God from the pulpit, and the word came with such power. I'm talking about the weight of the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Beloved, you got to be able to get it out of word. You got to have faith in God's word. God has not changed. He sends forth his word. His word heals. His word saves. His word delivers. His word promotes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. So we believe that we can't, and that we're not able to do what it is that God has called us to do. But his word is your provision. Beloved, I said his word is your provision. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. His word is your provision, beloved. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness, this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river of Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. I receive in Jesus' name. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. As God was with Moses, as God was with Joshua, as God was with Elijah, as God was with Samuel, so God is with you. You got to get this thing personal, beloved. You got to build up your courage. Courage comes by faith in the word.
This is how courage comes. When God calls you to do something bigger in life, yes, fear will come. Hallelujah, Jesus. Who's not afraid of something that is bigger than them? Hallelujah, Jesus. Who's not afraid of something that is bigger than their bank account? Who's not afraid when they don't know whether they will be received or not, or whether they will be celebrated? But that's not the reason why we go forth. The reason why we go forth is at the command of God. And I tell you, something positive can birth out of fear. Fear is meant to restrict you. Fear is meant to keep you from moving. Fear is meant to make you stagnated. Fear is meant to stop you, beloved. But listen, God spoke some words to this Joshua. He said, Joshua, be courageous. Fear can birth out courage. Amen. We got to learn how to navigate in the face of fear. We got to learn how to make fear a platform to do the very things that God has called us to do. We have to be able to trample fear under feet in the name of Jesus. That fear is all right that you're present at my table, but my faith in God makes me strong. My faith in God makes me courageous. My faith in God won't let me stop. This word is like fire shut up in my bones, and I refuse to hold my feet. I'm going to tell it in season and out of season. I choose to be instant. I choose to be a builder. I choose to add value to humanity. I choose to tell them about the goodness of Jesus. I'm going to tell this story of Jesus, how he healed me, delivered me, and made me free. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Yes, beloved. Hallelujah. You got to be steadfast and immovable in this season. You got to have courage. You have to have the character of God, and you need to be faithful. So God told Joshua in verse 6, he says, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Amen. God is reiterating himself. He said, only be thou strong. And he said, be very courageous. Don't be fearful. Don't be complacent. Don't be afraid. He said, but only be strong. He said, only be strong and very courageous. Beloved, hallelujah. The word of God is ordering your steps. He said, don't give fear no place. He said, only be strong. To be strong in the word of the Lord. I've got to be strong, holding fast, amen, to the confession of faith, because this is going to move me forward. I have to be courageous, even in a season such as this.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Verse 7 says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Amen. There's someone in the background that is competing as I'm reading the word of God. The word of God is God's breath. So I'm going to ask for some silence while the word is going on. You're going to have your opportunity to praise. Amen. We do not want to compete with the Holy Ghost right now, and the Holy Ghost is using me. Amen. Praise God. That is order. Amen. And I said that in love. Amen. This book of the law, in verse 8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Amen. It requires obedience. Amen. Praise God. He wanted him to be strong and courageous, but he wanted Joshua to obey. Amen. Praise God. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Obedience will prosper you. Amen. Obeying God's word, obeying his command, his principle, and his precepts will prosper you. And then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Amen. Whosoever thou goest. Amen. I want to stop right there, and I want to speak to you about the qualities of persistence. Amen. Beloved, God wants us to persist in this season. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to be persistent. Amen. Hallelujah. In the vision that God has given us. We want to be persistent in the plans that we have set forth for the vision of our life. Amen. Even in the last month, we want to run strong. Amen. Praise God. We don't want to slow down because we believe that this year is ending and there's nothing else for us to do. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and immovable always, abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. And so, beloved, we want to be steadfast and immovable. Amen. And we want to be abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. And this is key, beloved. I want you to know that your labor is not in vain. Every seed of the word that you spoke has power. Do you believe? Do you believe the power and the provision of heaven, the provision of God that comes forth in every word that has already been God-breathed? Amen. Three qualities that we need to develop as we persist in completing our vision, these three qualities are faithfulness. Amen. That is the character of God. We are made in his image and his likeness, and his spirit in us develops this fruit. Amen. Of faithfulness, steadfastness, and we need to have courage. Amen. Steadfastness is affection. Steadfastness is affection or allegiance. It means to be loyal. Steadfastness also means faithfulness. Faithfulness comes from a place of trust and loyalty. Amen. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is a confidence. Amen. Faith is a confidence. Beloved, where is your confidence? Do you have confidence, or is your confidence in everything else but what God has spoken? Now faith is a confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. As Christians, it is important not to be faithful. It is important to be faithful to God. It is one thing to simply believe in him. Amen. So God is stepping it up. Amen. He is raising the bar. Amen. He doesn't just want you to believe. That's how we receive salvation. We receive salvation just believing. But we ought to go from faith to faith and glory to glory. Amen. God wants to increase us. Amen. He wants to expand us. Amen. He wants us to partake in the abundance of what it is that he is releasing. Amen. Praise God. And so believing is one aspect of it, and believing is good. Believing got us our salvation, believing on Christ, believing got us in right standing with God. Amen. But now we want to partake in all of the privileges as kingdom citizens. Amen. And this is where faithfulness comes in, beloved. We have to learn to be faithful. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. To be steadfast is to be firmly fixed and not subject to change, to be firm in belief and determination, and to be loyal in faithfulness. Amen. God is constantly reiterating these attributes. Amen. To be immovable is to be unyielding and incapable of being moved or diverted. Beloved, we have to be the Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew version for steadfast is immuna, and that means firmness, steadfastness, and fidelity. Amen. God did give me 5 foundational truths. Amen. Praise God. And that in which I should have relationship. But what God was really saying to me, these are the 5 foundational truths in which my relationship is built on with you. Amen. Praise God. God is telling me, I expect for you to have these things. Amen. Praise God. I expect for these things to be a part of your character in your relationship with me. And that was fidelity, trust, truth, responsibility, and accountability. Amen. Those are only 5 things. Amen. Praise God. There can be more, but these are 5 things that is needed. Amen. Praise God. And so God is building a foundation. Amen. In his relationship with Joshua, now that Joshua is elevated. This is what I expect of you. Amen. God has expectations of you. To whom so much is given, so much is what? Required. God has expectations of you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We've been brought with a price already. Amen. Praise God. God brought blood wash. Amen. Praise God. Blood brought blood wash. We've been brought with a price. Amen. To whom so much is given, to eternal life was given. To whom so much is given, so much is required. Amen. In scripture, amen, courage is also referred to as good cheer, which means boldness and confidence. Throughout the Bible, God commands us to fear not, to be of good cheer, and to have courage in our life. Courage to God is, courage is always fueled by faith. Good courage is fueled by faith in the ultimate good of the true and living God. Amen. Praise God. The reason why I say true and living God, there are things that people believe that are gods that is not God at all. They don't have, they dead and they have no breath. But I'm talking about the true and living God. Amen. And all he promises to be for us in Jesus. Amen. Good courage must be taken. We must take hold of real promises given by the real God so that having done all we can, stand firm in the evil day. And beloved, that's Ephesians 6:13. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's Ephesians 6:13. Amen. And so what I want to do, I want to give you a few characteristics, amen, or should I say behaviors, amen, of how that ordinary people that have extraordinary courage, amen, you can be ordinary. But when God spoke to Joshua, when God told Joshua to have courage, be courageous, be strong and be only courageous, amen, only have courage, amen. God was releasing a provision for him, an extraordinary provision, amen. This wasn't no regular be strong. Man didn't breathe this, amen. God breathed it, amen. It came with a provision, amen, to sustain him as he went forth to proclaim the land that was promised for the children of Israel, amen. They're not afraid to believe the unimaginable. Praise God, amen. Some of us would have been afraid to walk around the walls of Jericho as many times as they did and just yell out a shout. Amen. That's unimaginable. Amen. Praise God that this big fortified city walls is just going to come down because we shout. We got to believe God. Amen. They're not afraid to be patient. They're not afraid to say no. They're not afraid to take an unpopular stand. They're not afraid to ask for help, and they're not afraid to show genuine emotion. Courage is not absence of fear, but courage can birth out fear. Courage can be birthed out of fear. Amen. Courage is not the absence of fear, but courage can be birthed out of fear. Amen. Operating, keeping moving in the presence of fear, navigating a yes for the Lord in the presence of fear. Praise God. This is what these words brought unto Joshua. These words brought a provision. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so do they bring a provision in your life. I don't know what you went through, amen, in 2022, but I do know that the best is yet to come. Amen. Praise God. I do know that God is working it, and he's turning it to make it work in our favor. Amen. Obstacles are going to come against you and your vision. Amen. Even though God gave the vision, it does not mean it's going to be easy to obtain. You are exempt from this reality. You are not exempt from the reality that there will be opposition, that there will be problems, that there will be affliction. Amen. Praise God. When you decide to be somebody, everything is going to try to get in the way of your vision or the purpose and plan for God's life or your plan that you set in place to fulfill the vision. You must be prepared for challenges, for they are coming. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Listen, I don't feel no waste time. Come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy, but I don't believe God brought me this far. to leave me. Beloved, you got to encourage yourself. Amen. This is not the time to get tired. God said, be strong and be only courageous. Amen. Praise God. He said, be strong. Hallelujah. Speak to tiredness. Speak to that. It said, God said, be strong. Encourage yourself. Hallelujah, Jesus. We can't wait for people to come and encourage us and notice us. Amen. You got to stand up. Hallelujah. Let your spirit stand up on the inside. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far. Hallelujah. In this life journey, I come too far to give up now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody told me. He said there will be persecutions and afflictions. Amen. In the word, they will persecute those in the way of Christ. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe. I have faith in the promise of God. Be strong, beloved, and be courageous. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 There's no resistance if you're not moving. Amen. Praise God. People who aren't doing anything have nothing to worry about. If you don't want problems, just don't do anything important in life. Amen. Praise God. Don't stand up.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. If you are following your vision and you're encountering problems, you can say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. At least I'm moving forward. Beloved, keep moving. Amen. Everything is moving by the Spirit. The Holy Ghost is not standing still. He's on the move. Amen. When the Sunday school birth, amen, praise God. Mother Roberts calls it a movement. Amen. Praise God. And then, hallelujah, amen, praise God. Prophet Marvin Kavanaugh went forth and said, oh, yeah, we are moving forward. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. The Sunday school have a vision. Amen. Praise God. Every department, amen, of ministry in Cornerstone Deliverance Church, Spices, and Kingdom Living Fellowship should be moving forward. Nothing should be sitting still. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be building. Amen. Praise God. Going after the souls, doing the work, planting good seed and fertile ground, praise God. Prophesying fertile ground where the ground is no good, that the seed can be sustained there, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One word that describes God's nature is faithfulness. This is because he is true to what he has decided to accomplish. Beloved, God is faithful. Amen. His word will not fail. Amen. It must accomplish the very thing that he sent it to do. Amen. And we are made in his image and likeness. We too must be faithful. And nothing can stop them. Amen. We need to manifest the characteristics in our own lives as we persist in our vision. Persisting. Amen. Being steadfast. Amen. Immovable. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, in the rest of this 12-month cycle, we have 1 month left. Amen. Praise God. Accomplish something for God. Win souls for the kingdom for God. Amen. Praise. Put a dent in hell in this last month. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Get radical for God. Amen. Gain ground for God. Call forth your city in prayer and set it aside for God. Set this city aside from God. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to stand on the wall and intercede. Amen. I'm going to intercede for the government. Amen. I'm going to intercede for the children. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to pray. Amen. Praise God. That the children not taken over by perversion or a spirit of perversion. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory to God's name. Amen. Hallelujah. One word that describes God's nature, that word is faithful. Another word that helps us understand God's nature in relation to his persistence and purpose is steadfastness. To be steadfast means to stand fast or stand steady in the face of resistance. If nothing is resisting you, why do you need to be steadfast? God is telling us to be steadfast in the confession of faith. Only speak what it is that he has told us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be steadfast, beloved. Everything could be against you, but if God says, amen, God is a God that loves to make the impossible possible. Amen. Praise God. If you are steadfast, then when opposition comes, you don't turn and go back where you were. You do what? Push forward. You push forward. Beloved, tell opposition to move. Hallelujah. Push forward. Amen. Opposition should strengthen your your resolve, and it should revive your stamina. Praise God.
Thank you.
It should strengthen your resolve, and it should revive your stamina. You don't get weak when opposition comes. You get strong. Why? Because God said, be strong and be only courageous. He said, be strong and be only courageous. You will hear these words. Amen. You may even hear my words, hear my voice when you hear these words. Amen. But these words are God's breath. These words come with a provision from eternity. Amen. And that provision will work in time. It will work in time. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
In addition to developing the qualities of faithfulness and steadfastness, amen, we must learn to be courageous as we persist in completing our vision or God's plan for us or the plan that we have set in place, amen, to finish this year strong, beloved. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't get tired now. Amen. We're going to finish this year strong. Amen. When we have courage, we have the ability to stand up in the face of fear. In fact, it is impossible to have courage without fear. Faith always demands that we do something we know we can't do. Amen. Can't do on our own. God said, not by your might or by your what? Not by your might or by your strength, but by my what? By my what? By my what? By my spirit, saith the Lord. God said, I'm going to do it by my spirit. Amen. Praise God. You don't got to be afraid that it's bigger than life. You don't have to be afraid of the opposition that comes up against you, because what opposition can stand up against the Lord's provision? He says, I'm going to do this thing by my spirit, not in your might or in your strength, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. Faith always demands that we do something we know we can't do on our own. And this challenge often causes us to be afraid at first. But God told Joshua, like I'm telling you, be strong and be courageous. Beloved, be strong and be courageous. Amen. When it's time for you to be a witness and they don't want to hear it, it's okay. Be a witness anyway. Because God said, be strong and be courageous. He said, for I am with you. Amen. In different shifts in my life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Even when I was married and then I was no longer married. Amen. God gave me these words. I am with you. And so when people would ask me questions, amen. Praise God. Amen. Because questions do come. Amen. Praise God. I didn't have the unction to explain. Amen. What took place. Amen. After they said what they said, I looked them square in the eye, and I spoke the God breath word, God is with me. And that ended it. That ended it. See, because there's nothing else to say after God has been spoken. God is with me. When you know that God is with you, and when you know that God has sent you, beloved, you can be only strong and courageous. Amen. Hallelujah. Just because things change in your life, the seasons end and new seasons begin, don't mean that that is the end all. There's still a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the situations and circumstances of life do not stop that charge.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It does not stop the charge of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God's name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you Psalms 27 and 14. It says, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Courage says, I'm afraid. This is what courage says. Amen. Praise God. Courage says, I'm afraid, but I'm still moving. Jesus loves for us to do the impossible, because the impossible is always possible with God. Courage says, I am afraid. Courage can admit or shine the light on the spirit of fear that is operating. Huh? But just because I'm afraid don't mean that I'm going to sit down on it. Just because I'm afraid don't mean that I'm not going to go forth and be and do who God has called me to be. Just because I'm afraid, it don't mean I'm not going to do this thing that is bigger than life. I'm going to accomplish the very thing that God sent me to do. Why? Because I have an extraordinary provision. God said he's going to do it by his spirit. And I'm moving forth. I'm pressing forth. I'm forging forth. Move and move. I've got to be strong. There's no place for you here. Move and move. I can be courageous. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, receive the provision of the Lord. Amen. To end this year and going into the next year, amen, be not afraid, for God is with you. Be strong and only be courageous.
Yes.
Be strong and only be courageous. This is how we're going to push, amen, past opposition. Amen. This is how we're going to push into the newness. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We have already begun to receive that provision of what God has released. Amen. Praise God. That's how we're ending this year strong. We ending this year strong because we already have the provision for the new year. We already have the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our faith has been activated. Amen. Praise God. We know that God is with us. It's not just about us believing anymore. We done graduated from that. We are faithful. We are persisting. We are steadfast. And we are courageous. Hallelujah. We are courageous. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just bless God for his provision for you. Bless God for his word towards you. Unmute your phone and bless the Lord. Unmute your phone and tell him thank you. God, I thank you for my provision that I can finish this year strong and that I can enter into the new year even stronger. God, I'm crossing over the Jordan. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. I'm crossing over to the other side. I'm stepping out of fear and courage. I'm stepping out of tiredness and I'm strong. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm stepping out of the old into the new. I'm being revived. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is reviving you now. He's quickening you now. He's strengthening you now. He's restoring your joy now. Hallelujah. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. Receive it. Receive it. I'm going to complete the assignment. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, I am. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going to finish well. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish strong. Hallelujah. And God is not doing it by your might or your strength, but his spirit is on the move. His spirit is working in your heart. His spirit is sustaining you. His spirit is going before you and making a way. His spirit is turning favor. His spirit is giving you two-dimensional favor, favor with God and favor with man. The Holy Ghost is at work. He's working on your behalf. Hallelujah.
Lord,
receive it, receive it, receive it. Beloved, receive it in Jesus' name.
Yes.
This is how we're going to make it from one season to the next. God is with us. God is with somebody. Say, God is with me. God is with me. God is with me. God is with me. This is how I'm stepping out of sickness into my wholeness. I got the victory over this thing because God is with me. This is how I'm stepping out of poverty into abundance because God is with me. Amen. Praise God. I will not be bound to the lack because God is with me. This is how I'm stepping out of ignorance into wisdom because God is with me. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is with me. I'm not going to be a fool because God is with me. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The foolish decisions are over. God, hallelujah, Jesus. I'm not the same because God, God, beloved, you got to not believe it for yourself, but you have to be faithful in knowing that God is with you. This is how we're able to do the impossible. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, if your spouse don't talk right, walk right, or act right, plant the seed of the word. Praise God. The word brings about a harvest. Amen. You plant your seed. You plant your seed. You plant your seed. Plant the word. Plant the word. The harvest is coming. The harvest is coming. And I heard the Bible say that the harvest is now. The harvest is now. And it's not far off. The harvest is now. God is accelerating your course. The harvest is now. Plant the word in your children. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray for them whether they want to pray or not. I don't need permission to pray for you, lay hands on you, put oil on you, praise God. We may rasp a little bit, but you're getting this oil on you anyway. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're getting it anyway. And while you're going, I'm anointing your bed and everything you got. I'm anointing you in your shoes. You're getting it anyway. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Beloved, this is what it looked like to be strong. This is what it looked like to forge forward. Amen. It looks impossible. They don't want it. Praise God, but you're giving it anyway. I'm going to love you anyway. I'm going to forgive you anyway. I'm going to cancel your debt anyway. Oh, glory God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is what strong look like. Praise God. This is what courage look like. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Beloved, I feel the power of God. Yes, drink of this cup of strength. Drink of this cup of courage. Drink of this cup of persistence and steadfastness. Drink of that cup. Let that be the cup that you drink of. Drink of the cup of the provision of the crucified blood. Drink of that cup. Drink of that cup, beloved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory God, hallelujah, Kabasando. Korobo Sikiando Robo Sanda. Asia said he was leaving last night, praise God. Hallelujah. I said, let us pray. She told her friend, hold on, mama's about to pray. Kaba Baba Sando. Korobo Sikiando Robo Sanda. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Fear not, be not afraid. My child traveled through the night, God, you know I don't want this thing. He said, fear not, have courage, only be strong, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Send forth the prayer of faith, hallelujah, and I will keep her. Karandere bosia. I will accelerate her course, she will get there in God's speed, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Beloved, it's praying and believing time. We got to be faithful. We got to be faithful in this walk, faithful in prayer, faithful in the word, faithful in speaking the word, faithful in showing love, faithful, 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 faithful. Amen. God wants, he requires faithfulness. Praise God. Not I feel like it today and I don't feel like it tomorrow. I'm doing it today, but I can't do it tomorrow. God wants you to be faithful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Faithfulness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the word of God comes with the provision. Amen. Beloved, God is building you up. Believe it or not, he's building you up. The word of God comes with provision. Amen. Praise God. God is building that character of faithfulness in you. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. This word will walk with you throughout the week, throughout this month, into the new month. This word, amen. This word will carry you into the new year. And even through the new year, this word does not get old. This word does not lose its heartbeat. Amen. Praise God. This word is alive. This word is alive. Amen. Praise God. Something that is dead loses its heartbeat. This word does not lose its heartbeat. This word is living and active. Amen. Praise God. This word has already begun to penetrate and separate. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Courage is standing up. Strength is standing up.
Amen. Praise God. This word has already begun to penetrate and separate. This word is judging the very thoughts and attitudes of your heart. This word has just changed your motive. Your motive just changed. Amen. Praise God. God is a motive changing God. Amen. Praise God. He's a character changing God. Amen. Praise God. He does all things well. Hallelujah. Yeah. He does all things well. Amen. You didn't do it yourself. You didn't call yourself. You didn't send yourself. You didn't empower yourself. It's not your provision. Praise God. None of it is yours. It's all his. You are not even yours. Hallelujah. He does all things well. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Drink it in, beloved. Drink it in. Drink it in. Hallelujah. Chew on that. Chew on that. Hallelujah. Chew on it. Praise God. Believe it. Have faith in it. Be faithful. Walking it out. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. And beloved, now we want to be faithful and steadfast, and we want to have courage in our giving. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We can apply the principles and the precepts of God to everything that he has commanded for us to do. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know what you did last year, but I know one thing. We want to start this year off right. Praise God. Listen, how we started off right in obedience and to God, making the devil a liar. Devil, you a liar. Praise God. You a liar. I will obey God. I shall obey God. I'm going to be obedient in every aspect of life. Why? Because God is with me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. So by faith, beloved, because without faith, you can't please God. If you're not stepping out on faith, don't do it. Amen. Praise God. By faith, I speak to your faith. By faith, you can give up your tithes and your offering. By faith, you can give your seed. Amen. You be prepared to give your first fruits, amen, and the increase of your first fruits, amen. Praise God. By faith, and by faith you shall receive the provision of the Lord. By faith I proclaim that the devourer is rebuked by God. By faith, the devourer is rebuked now. He stopped in his track. By faith you have received the provision of the Lord. By faith the windows of heaven are open, pouring out a blessing, and you don't have room. Amen. Praise God. Faith, hallelujah. You are blessed like that by faith. Praise God. By faith, the first fruits that you give hallows and sanctified everything else that you will get. Amen. Cannot be touched. It's hallowed, sanctified, set apart. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. By faith, these things are taking place. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
And so we thank God for you, and you, and your giving. Praise God as you move by faith and obedience and in love, amen, to the word of God. Amen. Father, we thank you, for we know that you give seed to the sower, and we proclaim that blessing over your people's life, that seed is being released unto them now, for you give seed to the sower. Not only do you give seed to the sower, but your word says that you multiply the seed that has been sown. Father, we thank you for the multiplication of the sown seed in the name of Jesus, that your people shall see the harvest. Amen. As long as the earth and remaining seed time and harvest will not cease, praise God. That is God's mind towards you, beloved. Don't be afraid to see. Don't be afraid to put a word in the ground, a money in the ground. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Houses in the ground. Amen. Listen, God will multiply it. Amen. Land in the ground. God will multiply it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It was Sister Laura that gave land to Cornerstone Deliverance Church and Brother Mark. Amen. Praise God. They have a seed of land in the ground. Amen. Praise God. They shall reap a harvest. Amen, concerning that. Amen, praise God. They gave it to the kingdom, praise God. Amen, hallelujah. And we had the faith to receive what God was releasing. Amen, praise God. And so, beloved, amen, always put what God has given you when you sow it on in purpose. Amen, praise God. Be intentional. Amen, hallelujah. Put it on assignment. Amen. Let the power of God's word and his provision, let him back you up. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. I don't just give blindly. Amen. Praise God. I am very intentional in my giving. Amen. Praise God. God told me to bless the woman of God last week, and I saw the word Jubilee. I sent 50. Praise God. Why? Jubilee. God is doing something. Amen. And I did that at the word of the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. We have to be intentional in moving at the word of the Lord, because he is ordering our steps, and he is ordering your steps right now. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Be obedient. There you are. Move. Press. 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 Be strong. Be courageous. God is with you. He's moving your heart now. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, in your giving. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the unction to function. Eternal Father, we thank you, O God, for those that have given. We thank you for those that have not to give but desire to give. Amen. Praise God. We thank you, O God, for your faith, the faith of God that is working in your people, O God. We thank you for your provision unto them, even as you have written it, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that all spiritual blessings are already theirs, and that they are yea and amen, and that they are present in the spiritual realm. We thank you for the faith of your people to be able to activate and pull forth that provision into time. We thank you for it now. We thank you for it working. We thank you for the gift of faith bringing about their provision. We thank you for the fruit of faith that goes beyond their faith, that brings about your provision in their life, in Jesus' name. We give you the offering. We ask that you bless it, God, and that you multiply the seeds that have been sown. We give you glory, praise, and honor, O God, just to be able to serve, just to be able to have something to give. We give you honor, O God. Lord, we want to be one in that number, O God. We want to be one that is blessed by you over and over and over again. Continuous blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, beloved. I'm going to release the line to Sister Johnson, if she is still on, amen, that she can do the altar call. Praise God.
Amen.
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 We thank God for the word today. So for those of you who have heard the word today, we talked about faithfulness, steadfastness, courage, having confidence and boldness and fidelity and truth. And all that comes through the word of God. And as you heard the word today, God said, those who have an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. And he said, if you call upon him, he will answer you. Romans 3:23 said, for the reason why is because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we have to call upon him, the one who came, who died for our sins and yet was resurrected unto eternal life, so that we can have eternal life. And John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And if you want that everlasting life, all you have to do is pray this prayer. Father, I ask right now that you forgive me of all my sins. I ask that you would come into my heart and save me. I ask that you would help me, O God, to live according to your word from this day forward. I receive you in my heart as my Lord and Savior. And I ask that you would lead, guide, and direct my path, order my steps to the place I need to be so that I can grow in you. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. I pray and I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart, first of all, that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I confess it with my mouth that you are now Lord of my life. So now I just thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you that I am saved. And for those who are in backslidden states, the Lord said, I'm married to the backslider. Though you Hallelujah. Turn away, you can always turn back. And all you have to do is say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned against you, and you only have I sinned. But, Lord, as I have sinned against you, I repent of it now, and I turn my heart back to you. Lead, guide, and direct my path. But you said in your word that you will restore unto me everything that the locust and the cankerworm, the palmer worm, have eaten up. And, Lord, I ask right now that you forgive me and that you restore me back. I come back to you wholeheartedly. Lead, guide, and direct my path so that I could continue to walk this walk with you and have the intimate relationship with you that you so desire. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
Pray those prayers. Heaven is rejoicing. We're rejoicing with you and asking God to show you where he'll have you to be. If that's to continue to come on this line and hear the word of God so that you can grow, this is a great place for you to grow. And God will direct you. We ask God to fill them with the Holy Spirit that they will know exactly what they need to do, God. In yes. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God, amen, for the call to discipleship. Hallelujah. We thank God for every soul whose heart was pricked, for every word, for every soul that confessed. Amen. Praise God for every soul that accepted Jesus Christ into their life. We are grateful for what it is that God is doing in the lives and the hearts of humanity. Praise God. We just bless him. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the service, amen, of the woman of God and her obedience. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, as we move forth, amen, in the service, amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want you to be able to share. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Or, amen, just tell how you was blessed through the word of God. There may be something that God had given unto you. Amen. Praise God. To help to bless the people and move them forward. Amen, and being strong and being courageous. Amen, praise God. Amen, yes. And being faithful. Amen, in the vision of God. Amen, and God's plan for their life or the plans that they had set forth in the raising of their children and moving forward. Sometimes you have to let the dead weight go. Amen, praise God.
Yes.
Things that don't want nothing, that don't want to go nowhere, that don't want to do nothing, they're not serving any purpose. Amen, praise God. When it may be people, it may be things. Amen, praise God. Sometimes you got to learn how to let things go and just move on. Amen, praise God.
Amen.
And so, beloved, I want you to be able to share. I want to leave it to the leaders of CSC First and the motherboard. Amen. We're going to start off with Apostle Eartharite Morgan.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Praise
I just
God.
Enjoyed the word of God. I mean, he already knows what we have need of before we even ask. And sometimes we know we need, I say, a refilling because you get wore out and you get tired. At least that's
Amen.
The way I've been lately. And I just praise God for renewing of his strength, renewing my
Amen.
Mind. Amen. Renewing me and making me want to do more for the kingdom of God. And Joshua chapter 1 is one of my favorite chapters to read. My daughter and I are always talking about Joshua. When anything comes up, we always say, he says, be strong, be courageous. And he said again I say, be strong, be courageous. So that reinforcement of the word of God is powerful. Glory to God. And so I just praise God for the word of God. I did try to be quiet, Apostle, but I had to say something, little something. Amen. I did try to be quiet.
Praise God.
God
Hallelujah,
is
Jesus.
Good, and he is worthy to be praised. So I thank and praise God for his encouragement in the word of God, the body of Christ. He's always lifting us up. And thank you, Apostle, for singing that song. I don't feel no ways tired. Because he didn't tell us every day was going to be Sunday. He didn't tell us it was going to be a bed of roses. But he did tell us
praise
we were going to have to go through. But he also said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So I appreciate the word of God as always. God bless you and God bless everyone on the line.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God, amen, for that from our very own apostle. Amen. The spice of ministry, praise God. Exceeding grace and glory upon her life.
Amen.
Amen. Prophetess Deja Williams, are you still on and are you sharing? Minister Mother Harris, are you still on and are you sharing? Mother Marie Roberts, amen, praise God. Evangelist Mother Marie Roberts, praise God.
I just thank God for the word on today, because it all started out with the song that Apostle Eartha Wright Morgan sung, I Have Been Touched by the Lord.
Amen.
Really, the whole message that Apostle Asia Francis preached is me. You all don't really know me, but so just by hearing me on the line, all of this is me. God is Lord of Lords. When Moses died, he called Joshua in. And Joshua, God told him to be strong and stand. The whole thing here to me was faith is in God. God's word is our provision. We have to obey God in everything that he tells us to do. And like I said earlier, when you obey God, it'll bring you joy. The whole lesson here today is have faith and be strong. When we go forth, we might get a little afraid. But go forth anyway, because God is with us. So my message, what I got was be faithful in God.
Yes.
And to go forth when he tells you to do something. And that's what I got out of the lesson today. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God that we can be faithful. Amen. Praise God. And we thank him for all that Mother Robert shared. Amen. Sometimes we don't know each other intimately. Praise God. We don't know. It looks like life for them is easy. Amen. Praise God. It looks easy because of the move of the Spirit. Amen. Mm. Praise God. Hallelujah. But nobody knows how people have to press past being afraid and other things and all type of things coming up against them just to be able to obey God. Amen. Okay. Praise God. But the Lord does give a provision. Hallelujah. Oh. And we are grateful and we are thankful for the provision of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. Amen. And hallelujah, Prophetess Margaret Cavanaugh, amen, of Kingdom Living Fellowship, Woman of God, are you on and are you sharing?
Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God this morning. Hallelujah. Me too, Mother Robin. That is Maggie. This was Maggie this morning. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for his courage. Hallelujah. And that's all I have to say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And beloved, courage is the provision of the Holy Ghost. Courage. Amen. Being courageous is a provision from God. It is the word that he sent to Joshua, and it is the word that he's sending to you. Praise God. Amen. Sister Johnson, are you sharing this morning? Praise God.
I just thank God for the word also. That he told us to be faithful, to be steadfast, to have courage, to be walk in truth and fidelity, because God will keep his word. God is a personal God, and
yes.
God has promised us generational blessings. God also promised to prepare us a place for us, and then God causes us as just ordinary people to do extraordinary things. He will not change. His word doesn't change. He's still the same today. He's still making provision. He's still delivering and healing. We must continue to have his character, have the character of God in us, so that we will be able to be strong and courageous and do what is written in the word. And you will have good success because I am with you wherever you go. So that's what I got from the word, and I thank God for it because we all need courage at times. Things, situations come up and cause you sometimes to be like, well, Lord, is this really going to happen? But he said, be strong and courageous. Continue to do what I tell you, and I'm going to bring it to pass. Because it's all about good that it shall be done.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And we are being faithful and holding fast to the word. Amen. The word of faith. Amen. The things that God has promised. And beloved, I'm so happy for each and every one of you. Amen. As you're holding fast to the faith and doing of everything God has called you to. Amen. Praise God. This is how we're going to finish strong. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Sister Titiana, are you on this morning? And are you sharing? Sister Ebony, are you on and are you sharing? Praise God. Beloved, is there anyone that is on that have not shared and want to share? Amen. Praise God. We don't want to leave anyone out, any visitors that we may not have called that want to be able to give their testimony on how God has revived them, increased them through his provision of the word today. Amen. Is there anyone? Amen. If there's no one, amen, we want to remind you that we do have Sunday school at 12 p.m. EST, and the Sunday school is moving forward. It's advancing, amen, for the purposes and the plan of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are so excited about what it is that God is doing in the Sunday school. Those of you that hunger and thirst for righteousness, don't miss it. Hallelujah, Jesus, press your way, amen, to be in the presence of the Lord again. In this season, we need more word and more word and more word, praise God. Hallelujah, because we know that our provision is coming forth by way of the word of God. Amen, so we want to see you in Sunday school. We want to see you in Monday night prayer service at 8 p.m. and in Tuesday, 5 a.m. morning glory service. And we prayer service, and we also want to see you in Bible study, beloved. Press your way. Be faithful. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Be faithful. Amen. Praise God. And so I'm going to release the line to Mother Roberts that she can close us out in prayer.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for all you have released on this morning in your word, God. There is love. There is hope. The beauty comes from our heart, accepting every life you touch for who they are and the importance of having them in our lives. We are different in how we perceive, believe, and care for one another. And what is important to you may not be important to another. Love them for who they are, not how they behave. Whatever they become or do, we are not judges. We are here now, and that is all that matters. As we part one from another, but never from your presence, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Agape love.
Amen. Agape love.
Agape love.